Well, one of the great attractions of spending this time of year on the coast in Australia, not even on the coast, if you're inland as well, is getting to the pool or the beach. But something that's probably not quite as attractive is turning up at the beach to find thousands of drunk people, and even less attractive is finding 15 tonnes of rubbish that they've left behind. That was the scene at Coogee Beach in Sydney on Christmas Day and Boxing Day's events. The local council is describing as disgraceful. The council has now taken the step of banning all alcohol on the beach and the surrounding parks for the rest of summer. Noel D'Souza is the Randwick City Council Mayor. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish. Thank you for having me on.
I suspect most people have probably seen these pictures on the news or on social media right now, but can you describe the scene at Coogee on Christmas Day and in the aftermath?
I think you've said it all, really. It was disgraceful, it was disgusting, and most of all, it was very, very disappointing. And that's why council has taken such a strong stance. We had garbage strewn everywhere, 15 tonnes of garbage. But what made it so special is the residents and our council workers worked together, and we had the beach back to its beautiful self by about 10, 11 that morning.
Who were these people, and how did they all come to be there at one time?
Look, I'm of the view that they were visitors, and that has been confirmed.
As in backpackers?
Backpackers, yes, made a large group there. They were communicating. Coogee was one of the last places where they could have a drink. We restricted alcohol drinking to between 12 and 4 to allow families to enjoy a picnic on Christmas Day. So Australian. But of course, there's always going to be one or two who take advantage, and that led hot weather, large group of people, festive atmosphere, and a little bit extra alcohol consumption led to the misbehaviour and inappropriate behaviour at Coogee.
Right around coastal Australia, there are Australians I know this morning thinking about their own experiences with, you know, backpackers turning up in their nice quiet spot or in a camper van and parking there and leaving stuff behind. Do councils have adequate authority powers, do you think, to prevent that kind of thing happening? But of course, you know, we all want tourism. We all want people to come and share our beautiful country. But how do you actually, you know, create limits?
Yes. So we have signages in our car parks, especially on our beach reserve car parks. Camping overnight is disapproved, and our rangers can take action. The police can get them to move on. But you are right. Backpackers do have a positive influence on the local economy. They help in the hospitality industry. You get one or two incidents, which is unacceptable, but on the whole, they make a difference and a positive difference to our country.
You mentioned that you think these visitors, as you describe them, were communicating. Are you talking about social media posts
being put up? Yeah, there appears to be that way. Yeah.
And do you feel that either you, the council, or the local police had enough insight into the potential for this kind of thing to happen?
Well, I think we took action, but we could have done better.
What could you have done better?
Well, I think a larger police presence would have made a difference. And I think the stakeholders, the police, local area commander, the life-saving club and the councillor sat together, and we've come up with a people management plan, a crowd management plan, and also with alcohol being totally banned, no alcohol on Coogee Beach, and the nearby reserves for the rest of the summer, I think we've got a control of this problem, and I believe it shouldn't occur again.
And do you think that for other councils around Australia that are thinking about similar challenges, that that's the only real solution, just ban alcohol from the beach and all of the surrounding areas?
Well, these are public spaces, and we want the community and families in particular to enjoy them in a safe, secure, peaceful way. And if banning alcohol will allow this to happen and encourage families to come back and watch the fireworks, for example, on New Year's Eve at Goldstein, Dunningham Reserve and also Coogee Beach, yes, I think it's appropriate and I think it's effective.
I'll just have to do it without a glass of bubbly. We'll have to leave it there, Noel D'Souza. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Hamish. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that stuff. Noel D'Souza is the Mayor of Randwick City Council, who's just implemented a total alcohol ban for the famous Coogee Beach following that massive party on Christmas Day that saw 15 tonnes of rubbish left behind.